The Selfie Generation by Beyond Today writer Janet Treadway. Are we truly a selfie generation? While I have no problem with selfies in and of themselves, since I love looking at the many photos posted on Facebook, my question is this. Have we become a nation of selfies in spirit? While scanning through my Facebook feed, I saw a video by Alexis Bloomer, which went viral, having been watched over 40 million times. Alexis described her generation. We listen to really obscene music that degrades women and pretty much glorifies drugs and crime. She goes on to fault young people for idolizing people like Kim Kardashian while shaming people like Tim Tebow. We're just existing. We're not really contributing anything to society, she said, arguing that Generation Y is more concerned with amassing Facebook friends and followers rather than building actual relationships. We don't respect our elders. We don't even respect our country. We're stepping on our flag instead of stepping up to volunteer. Everything that used to be frowned upon is now celebrated. Nothing has value in our generation because we take advantage of everything, she said. Alexis went on to say, our country is more divided than ever before, and I think our generation has a lot to do with that. She later commented that she knows not all millennials are bad. She explained that she was moved to post the video after seeing a young man step in front of a limping elderly man and fail to hold the door open for him. I want our generation to be remembered for better than this, because we were raised better than this. Alexis apologized to the older generation and encouraged people to do better for the future. Good for her. I had the opportunity to witness a young mother teaching her young children to be polite. While walking into the post office, she instructed her little boy, who was probably 4 or 5, to hold the door open for me. She explained that is what you should always do. Be a gentleman and open the door for people. I was so impressed. Alexis Bloomer actually described what the generation will be like at the time just before Jesus Christ returns. Paul wrote, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4, New International Version. For those young people who are above all of this, who show respect to your elders, open the doors for people, do not feel entitled, are grateful for the things given to you, give back in service, respect those in authority like police officers, who work hard, show much-needed appreciation to your parents, and most of all, give thanks to God every day. I applaud you. Keep up the good work. For those who fit in the description that Alexis described and is found in 2 Timothy 3, seek God, be grateful, and do good. God will truly bless you in all you do. Don't be a part of the selfie generation in spirit. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.